Good morning, I'm Norman B with my girl
K Marie,
and you're listening to Morning Vibes. Hey family, be sure to tell a friend to check us out on all social media platforms, every last single one of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you got, just check us out at The Uplift. And also make sure you download our app right now in the Google store so you can listen to us 24/7. That's right. Go to the Google app, take your phone out. If you're driving, pull over to the side and make sure you pull out that app and go find us at The Uplift. K Marie.
Yo, so, okay. Earlier we teased about, should a village, like we always say, takes a village to raise a child, right? Takes a village to raise a child. However, when it's time for the village to discipline the child, is that okay? How did this come about? About a couple years ago, I was in the beauty shop and my son was crying. He actually, at this point, he had had a lot of albuterol. If you have a kid with asthma, you know, once they get a good dose of albuterol in them, oh, they are on 10. They are bouncing off the walls. They cannot be still. But it's the medicine. Even as adults, when you take albuterol, you start to shake because it's just so much. Well, Caden was on 10 in the beauty shop and this lady yells from across the beauty shop, "You better shut up."
Wait a minute. Talking to your baby?
My son. And I said, okay, hold on. She was older lady. She was an elder. So I said, okay, you know, I'm going to let her make it.
Right.
Then she proceeded to get up and she had a comb in her hand and she was about to pop Caden. At that time, I was still getting perms. I didn't care that the perm was burning or nothing. I jumped up so fast. The perm. I jumped up so fast. You guys was like, hold on. Don't touch my son. Do not touch my son. If that, let me handle it.
Right,
and I was like, in all honesty, he cannot help himself. I was like, you have to ask me what's going on with him, because if you asked first, you would have known he honestly cannot help himself. That's just the medication he's on. So you're going to punish him for something that's not his fault.
Right.
So that led me to the topic today. Is it okay for other people to discipline your child? Like, you have two kids.
Hey, for me, I mean, I believe it's okay for people to discipline your child if y'all have that understanding. If it's grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, something like that, or your brother, your sibling, and they're older and you gave them the rights. Mm-hmm. But a complete stranger?
Yes.
You might as well call 911 fooling with me. I couldn't have been getting slayed, as you guys say, in the beauty shop. I wish I was in a barbershop getting lined up and somebody popped my son because he was running around. Now, if you verbally, you know, it's a way to approach each child. And every household is different. But for me, you're not just about to just spank my child. If I'm not, you know, upset, so how are you more upset than me? Give me a chance, especially if I'm sitting down, getting groomed. Give me a chance to address the situation. But, hey, there's been some smoke in the city with me now. I ain't playing. Like, hey, Jesus would have to come down from heaven and, you
so
know,
let's take it up a notch.
Me.
Let's take this question up a notch. What? If it's a significant other, this isn't your fiance, this isn't your husband or wife, this is now just somebody you've been dating.
Now, it depends on how long we've been dating now, K Marie. Now, if we had a couple of years or a couple of months in, and then we got to get a permission from, you know, that child's mother as well, because that'll start a whole nother drama scene right there.
I don't get in that one.
I get in there.
I don't. Whenever it's a situation like that and you're dealing with significant other's kids, I just be like, hey, you need to get your child. They doing X, Y, and Z. Or, hey, your child is doing. I'm not getting into that.
You got to address
it. I'm not touching it. Your child, I don't care if your child is burning your house down. I'm just like, hey, I'm going to send a polite text. Hey, hope you have good insurance. Your child just burned your house down.
You going to step outside?
I'm going to make sure me and the child get outside safely. And that's pretty much it.
Wow.
We want to hear your thoughts and your opinions on this. Is it okay for someone else other than you or your immediate family to discipline your child? Give us a call at 469-552-5292. Or drop all your comments in our social media boxes at Uplifted Now. We're going to get back into some real good music. We'll be right back on The Uplift.